Pediatric Peptic Ulcer Disease by All Star Medics. Peptic ulcer disease is a condition where an imbalance between cytoprotective and cytotoxic factors in the stomach and duodenum leads to mucosal injury. Acid and pepsin overwhelm the mucosal defenses, causing gastritis or frank ulceration. Gastric ulcers are usually found on the lesser curvature, while most duodenal ulcers occur in the duodenal bulb. Common causes include H. pylori infection, medication use, and stress-related mucosal injury. Less common causes are corrosive ingestion, hypersecretory states such as Zollinger-Ellison syndrome, IBD, systemic mastocytosis, chronic renal failure, and hyperparathyroidism. Symptoms vary with age. Infants and young children may have feeding difficulties, vomiting, crying episodes, hematemesis, or melena. School-age children often present with epigastric pain, nausea, and dyspepsia. Adolescents and older children may report epigastric fullness or discomfort. Neonates may rarely present with gastric perforation. Hematemesis or melena occurs in up to half of all patients. The gold standard for diagnosis is esophagogastroduodenoscopy, which allows visualization of the esophagus, stomach, and duodenum, as well as biopsy for histology, culture, or rapid urease testing for H. pylori. Fecal H. pylori antigen tests and urea breath tests are also useful, but blood H. pylori antigen tests and abdominal ultrasound are less reliable and should not be used as the sole diagnostic tool. Treatment focuses on H. pylori eradication and gastric acid suppression. Triple therapy combines two antibiotics with a proton pump inhibitor. Common regimens include omeprazole with amoxicillin and clarithromycin, omeprazole with tinidazole and clarithromycin, or omeprazole with metronidazole and clarithromycin. Therapy duration typically ranges from 14 days for antibiotics to 1 month for omeprazole. Choice of regimen depends on drug availability, resistance patterns, and patient tolerance. Supportive care includes hydration, dietary modifications, and monitoring for complications. Endoscopy can also provide hemostatic therapy if needed.